Good morning. This is Keith Rutger with your KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. It's Thursday morning, and we know that J.D. Raglin from Randall County Extension is on the other line. J.D., how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Keith. It's good to be with you again this week, and look forward to our visit today. But I'm telling you, weather-wise, yesterday it was certainly miserable out there, and, 60 to 80 mile an hour plus winds, and just a terrible day, just kind of weather-wise anyway, just kind of made you want to find a hole and crawl in it and say to heck with it. But
I'm with you on
that.
We
made it through it, and we're here this morning, and good to be with you.
Absolutely. Well, if I remember correctly, earlier this week, Capital Workshop, correct?
Yeah, our estate planning was held this past Tuesday, the 14th, and we held that educational program right there at our Randall County Extension office. It was a great program. We had about right around 60 participants that attended. We held it from 9 a.m. till about 12 noon, and we had two outstanding presenters, Tiffany Dow Lowsmith, who is our Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Ag Law Specialist, was one of our key presenters. And then also we had a lawyer, Miss Leah Davis. She also assisted with some of the presentation as well. And they just shared a lot of great information about what landowners, whether you're a farm owner or ranch owner, or maybe perhaps both, the items that you need to have in place to be able to make a transition, maybe perhaps passing down some land to a family member. And there's just a few key points that I'd like to share with our listeners out there that maybe didn't get a chance to attend yesterday, and maybe reiterate some of those very important steps that landowners need to consider and need to make sure they do to make that land transition as smooth as possible. So we're going to focus on those just a little bit and mention just some of the key information that was shared on Tuesday at our meeting.
Sounds good to me. Let's get started.
Yeah, well, Tiffany did a great job, and basically she kind of, narrowed the field, if you will, in terms of information to basically five steps to making successful transitions. And the first of those is, as she pointed out and she called it, is you need to create a flight plan. Much like a pilot would do flying an airplane, you have to make sure you have a plan in place to develop a good estate plan that will make the transition smooth, and you'll have all your documentation in order as you get ready to pass that farm or ranch on to the next generation. As we talk about the flight plan, some of the key components that are involved in the development of a flight plan are things like the estate planning documents that you'll need. You'll also need documentations of any IRAs or any 401k retirement plans that you might have. You'll need your documentation on any life insurance policies, any bank information, bank deposit box safety information as far as getting into those deposit box. Who can do that? Who are you signed off at the bank where you have access to that, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the sort of flight plan documents that you need to have in place as you begin to prepare the things that are needed for your estate planning documents. And then, secondly, determine your goals. What are your goals with your property and or farm or ranch? For example, you may be a landowner and say, I'm farming right now, but in 3 years I'm going to retire, and I want to pass this farm or ranch on to my son, or son or daughter, multiple siblings, or whoever you might designate as the next recipient of that particular farm or ranch. So you want to have your goals mapped out, create a roadmap, if you will. You know, if you've got a timeline established, make sure those goals are set and make sure those goals are achieved. And then thirdly, develop a business succession plan. And what that means is you want to be able to, if there is a need, to make an appointment with a lawyer to set up this process. You want to have those documents that I mentioned in terms of your flight plan available, where you can take that with you to the lawyer, say, this is what I got, these are my goals, I want to set up an estate for my farm or ranch, because I want to make sure that the transition, when I get ready to pass that on, is done smoothly and I have all the documentation needed. And then at that point, step number four, basically, is to develop that estate plan. And you do that, you can do it yourself. I know there's a lot of online options where you can go online and do it yourself. But, Keith, as we learned at the workshop on Tuesday, Tiffany highly suggested that you not go down that road, because what's going to happen is what's available online may not be suited in terms of a document that is legal that you can use. So, you know, you probably want to shy away from any type of online type of form or document. Now, there's some handy forms that you can use that are available online to jot down some notes of things in terms of establishing your flight plan.
All right, thanks a lot, JD. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back on the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour.